Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
I'm just gonna get organized here, and this is gonna be a unbelievable thing you're gonna hear about here, because you are gonna find out, and it's gonna be, you know, it's just audio only, like they say, but you are gonna find out in the next 25 minutes how to paint the Mona Lisa. And you're going to be able to do it yourself, and, you know, you'll save a fortune for that reason, so that's good, because you're doing it yourself. But also, you get the satisfaction of painting one of the great masterpieces. And I'll talk you through it, and it's not, you know, there's a lot of hype, I guess I would say, but it's, you know, really, it's not a big deal. And I got this squeaky chair, but you'll have to just pretend like you don't hear it. Just imagine that it's in your house or something like that. But this Mona Lisa, it's from ancient Greece, and they say it might be, I guess they're saying 2,000, maybe 3,000 years old. Who knows? So that's one thing, and so it's ancient. An ancient, but it's, you know, it's lasted, what, throughout history. So it's got that, you know, staying power. So that's why you want to be able to paint it, and it'll look great in your house or in your den. Maybe if you have a den. I don't, but people used to have more dens than they do now. Anyway, the other thing is, it is the original, and these... they're called the Dutch Masters, and they were named after by the cigar company, and they paint their paintings. You know, you see them in books, and you think, you even though it says in the book how big it is, you don't really realize that these are, you know, you're used to seeing, you know, you go into the bank, and then you talk to the guy about, oh, I need new, I don't know what you need anymore, but checks or something like that. It used to be checks. You need checks, and maybe you wanted a winter mountain side on your check. So you had to go talk to the banker, and they always have a painting behind them. And there are ducks coming out of a swamp, and they're just getting their heads blown off in most of these banking paintings. But the point of the banking painting is that's about the size you're probably picturing. But the fact is, you know, I was in Los, when, remember when Thriller came out with Michael Jackson, and I was in Los Angeles, and there was a billboard with Michael Jackson's head, and it was huge. And these paintings that these masters do, Dutch masters, and this is Michelangelo painted it in, like we said, in ancient Greek times, and it is the original. If you have never seen it, I have not seen it, but the original, you know, from what I hear, is about 20 by 40, not inches, feet. That's how big these things are. They're like life size, 20 by 40 feet, but we're not going to paint one that big. So, I mean, right, so we're not going to do that, but we are going to paint one more like the size that you see those, you know, when you go to get your checks changed, so that it shows, I want them to have a seascape on my check, and you talk to the banker, and behind him is a painting. That's the size we're going to paint, So, okay. That's some, you know, preliminary material. And these guys that painted back in the day, strangely enough, they made their own paints. So we're not going to be doing it totally authentically, but we'll just get paint, and you can use either watercolors or even like house paint. Or so house paint's probably going to look more realistic. So, you know, get some house paint. And the color, the Mona Lisa is basically green. It's green like you'd find on, well, it's either brown or green. I can't tell. I'm pretty colorblind. So I'll give you a lot of good information, but the colors, you know, make up your own mind on that, because who knows if I'll be giving you information that's really on track, I guess. But it's either brown or green. I think either one will do. They're basically just the same color, in my opinion. So just get colors that would look like you'd wear, like if you were going to paint something camouflage. If you were going to take an old undershirt and paint it camouflage colors, so you could, you know, you could hide in the woods, and you're just sitting there hiding, and no one can tell you're there because you're blending in. That's the basic color. It's kind of brownish green, it looks like to me. And get a couple gallons, I would say, because it looks like it might take a long time, so you'll need a lot of paint. And then you'll need a brush, and you can use any kind of, I think you'll need a, get a little brush, real small paintbrush, like maybe from a kid's watercolor set. And then get a big, like even a roller, like you use, if you're doing that, have you ever done that effect where you have rags and you roll it on your walls and it looks kind of choppy or something? You could even do that kind of thing. So now you've got your paint. Let me ask you this, and I know you know the answer because it's so well known, but what is the most famous part on the Mona Lisa? Well, what's the most, well, that sounded funny, but what's the most famous thing about the Mona Lisa? The smile, right? And they call it, she has a Mona Lisa smile. And I don't know where that saying came from, but that's how they've always described her. And so you want to start with the smile and put it, so take your, and you can't really see me doing this, but I'll talk you through it. Take your paintbrush and dip it in the paint, that greenish brown paint. Oh, you better get some red paint too, because you're going to, you don't want the lips to be green. But here's the thing, the overall effect is kind of green. That's what I'm trying to say. Kind of like, it looks like there's mosquito netting. It looks like there's a woman, and then they took her picture, and then they put that greenish mosquito netting, like they use in the army, and they drape that over the whole thing and gives it this greenish tint. So you, if you're using a model from, you know, someone you're painting, modeling it on someone, just take some of that mosquito netting type stuff, greenish, drape it over them. It's like gauze. It's going to give you that Middle Ages effect that was the kind of the signature of ancient Greek painting. And so that greenish, it's kind of like a hazy, greenish, like I said, like kind of camouflage, hazy looking kind of thing. Anyway, but we're going to start with the smile. So, and you want to start right, and you can even measure this with a ruler. Start with the smile, and you want it right dead center. dead center in that in the canvas you're painting on. So measure it off and start with a smile. And you don't want, it's a Mona Lisa smile. It's not like Phantom of the Opera or something. Don't get some big, you don't want Steve Buscemi's mouth in the middle of that canvas. That's going to ruin the whole effect. That's not a Mona Lisa smile. Or there was this comic book, and it was dirty, but it was and you would go over to some guy's house, and then you'd go into the garage. This one, I was in grade school, like maybe the early 70s, and you would hear some kid has a copy of Fritz the Cat, and that was the dirty comic book, and you'd go over to his house, and then his brother had it, older brother had it hidden in the garage somehow, and you'd go out, and you'd look at Fritz the Cat. Fritz the Cat had a great big grin on his face a lot of times because he was having sex with other cats. But you do not want that kind of a great big grin like that. You don't want that. It's very subtle. Remember, it's a Mona Lisa smile. And that's what you want to replicate because you're trying to make a replica. Okay. Now you've got the smile down. That's the starting point. That's, to be honest, that's the hardest part. And you're basically, I wouldn't say you can quit right now with just a mouth in the middle of the page, but I will say the hardest part's over. I think that's fair to say. So anyway, now, and it'd be good if you could find a picture of it online or something too at the Mona Lisa, so you don't have to draw it from memory, because it looks a lot different than you think it does if you're drawing it from memory. Okay, now remember, you got the smile done. Here's the other weird thing. Everybody thinks, oh, she's so pretty, she's so enticing, but just remember this. Basically, she's bald. She's almost bald. Like, remember, what was his name? Kojak. She's not as bald as Kojak, but she is pretty, pretty bald when you look at the amount of forehead that she's showing. And it almost feels like, okay, this is what I feel like when I look at it. What's she smiling about? Maybe she's smiling about the fact that she's bald, and this guy, basically, in the ancient Greek times, he basically photoshopped hair in on an otherwise bald portrait. So maybe that's, what's she smiling about? Because she got away with something kind of that's kind of funny, kind of smirky, kind of coy, you're totally bald, and you say to this guy, hey, Michelangelo, paint my picture 20 feet, 20 by 40. That's huge. These paintings are huge. Like I said, you see them in books all the time, since you're a kid. The first time you're in a museum and you see the Mona Lisa, you're going to be blown away, like I was with that Michael Jackson billboard when Thriller came out. Huge. His head was huge in that billboard. And if you can get to the museum and see the Mona Lisa, you'll be seeing something about that big. The people standing next to it, they're dwarfed by, it looks like you could probably fit, there'll be some Japanese group of tourists, you could probably fit them in her nostril. It's that big. That's the size we're talking about. But, again, don't you paint it that big. That's not workable. But anyway, we've got the, okay, so now you've got the, and to make a head look bald, here's what you want to do. You want to take something really shiny and put some, you're going to need some white paint to paint her, for her skin. I forgot about that. but mix it with green. Take some paint, mix it with green, and paint the rest of her face. So it's going to have this greenish white, pretty light look, like kind of greenish skin color. Now, take the, I would say take either shoe polish, not colored shoe polish, but like wax, and just polish her head, like the forehead. So then it's going to look round. It's going to look like it's coming right off the page. And that's a terrific effect. It makes your paintings look real and believable. So now, basically, now you've got the, what do you have done? The smile and the forehead. And that's, and hopefully you've had time to, get the paint on. Well, no, don't polish it yet. Let it dry, and then shoe polish, that kind of thing, and buff that thing. It's going to be so shiny, you're not going to believe it. And like I said, it comes right off the page that way. And it's going to give kind of a, it gives it, when it's on your wall, her forehead's going to be coming out like a, some kind of like a 3D movie. And that's going to be fantastic looking. Okay, now we've got, we're done with the mouth, the forehead, and now, like I said, the hair, just kind of brush that in, black hair, but mix a little green with, it looks to me like there's a little bit of green mixed in with it. And then long hair, pretty long hair, kind of like, if you don't have a picture of it, so you're going by memory, if you can get an old Sonny and Cher album and just look, block out Sonny, like put a post-it over his face and just look at Cher. And if you can paint the hair kind of like that, you're, I would say, within very small, margin of error on that part. Painting that hair all the way down. Oh, also, I should say, it's just her upper part of her body and her head and her hands and arms. It's not a full, she's not standing there like a soldier or something like that. It's not like a full feet and legs and everything. It's just the upper part. So don't, if you've started in the legs, painting in legs or like a lot of times I go right to putting a belt on the person. If you've put in a belt or legs or, I guess, worst case scenario, shoes, then you got it, legs, you've got to erase all that stuff. So get a bunch of white paint or an eraser and just rub it. Just it'll come right out. Don't worry about it. Get back to just the upper part of the body. Okay. You don't see your ears. You don't have to worry about that. I don't think you see her ears. I'll have to email me about that after this is done. And I can tell you if there's, if you need to paint ears or not. I don't think you do, if I'm remembering this right. But, okay, we got that. Now paint her. She's got a kind of a off-the-shoulder shirt, like... when I was in junior high, girls wore these kinds of shirts, and it's got, I don't know what it is. It's a kind of a puffy shoulder, and then it's a little bit lower around the neck, and then, I don't know, it's puffy. It looks like it's made out of crepe paper or something like that. And so that's the shirt. Paint that on, and then her hands are just folded, and they're kind of sitting in her lap, one hand over the other. So paint those in. Listen to this carefully. No fingernail polish. Don't put that on. They did not use that in this time period. It's going to look like a joke. You put fingernail polish on, and no jewelry either, because it's a plain. She's a plaintiff. They used to call it. She's just a plaintiff. And somebody who is a plaintiff would not have any jewelry or fingernail polish. So don't add that. It's going to look, it'll look ridiculous. And all the benefits you've gained by polishing her forehead will be lost, because those distractions will be, you know, pulling everyone's attention down there. Paint the two hands in her lap. Now, to be honest, we're getting pretty close to done. Take that real big brush, like the kind like you use, or even that roller, and we're going to paint the background now. But we can't do this part first. So go back, rewind this, and go back to the very beginning. Do this part first. Okay. Take it and dip that roller in the green paint and paint the upper half, and listen how I do this, the upper half light green. So add some white to the green paint. And then the bottom half is darker. So there's a straight line across the middle. That's like the horizon line. And that should be right in the middle of the painting. So it's like if you're looking into the distance, the horizon, you know, where the, you know what that is, where the sun would set. And you want light green above that, that mosquito netting kind of feel, and then dark green below that. Then I think there's a bunch in the distance way behind her. She's way up in the front. Then do all the other stuff I told you about. So put in the smile and polished forehead and all that kind of stuff. But now, I think there's some kind of band in her hair too. Like a, not a barrette exactly, but like a kind of a string. Like it's something's tied together over the front of her hair, like a string. I can't describe that very well, but put something like that in, some hair, not a hairpiece, a hair accoutrement, maybe. And then the one of the final things is there will be a lot of little houses in the distance. So put in some little houses, kind of probably, to be honest, and this is no offense on her, this is nothing against her, but little, pretty crummy houses. Like, I would say, maybe they'll look like cabins or something where you might go. Like a really nice ice house. Something about that caliber. But picture it's not an ice house. So it's a really nice ice house, but you got to live in it 24/7. So that's not, now it's a very, very different thing, because you're living in that building all the time. Put a lot of those kind of buildings around. They'll look like garages or maybe sheds, that kind of thing. And then there might be a river, it's not painted blue for some reason. So it's a kind of greenish, it must have been polluted or something. And that's flowing in the background, I think, between the houses. So now here's another thing. When you're done and you've practiced on this small one, I highly recommend scaling up. And this will knock people over. When they come in your house and they see a full 20-foot by 40-foot replica of probably the most beloved painting of all time. And you invite some people over. Oh, come on over to my house. No big deal. We'll just have some hamburgers and stuff. They come in the door. There's a 20 by 40-foot replica of one of the greatest paintings of all time. Not only will they think you're a millionaire at first, when they find out you painted it yourself, they're going to be even more blown away. And the full size painting, you know, they're going to think, they're going to be thinking, what did you do? Go fly back to ancient Greece and somehow paint this thing? And this is kind of funny. One person even painted even signed it Michelangelo at the bottom. And isn't that, that's kind of funny, I thought. Because obviously, and it, I don't think that's a crime, but, you know, you can do it. It's funny, I think. And it's not Mickle. A lot of people will say Michelangelo. That's not right. That's not right. Is it spelled with K's? Look it up in the dictionary and you'll see. No, it's Michelangelo. And he painted it and sign it like that. Adds a nice little touch of authenticity, and people will be even more blown away. And like I said, once you don't go right to the full scale one, but once you've practiced this once on, you know, a smaller piece, maybe something the size of a matchbook or a typing paper, then it's time, full scale. So I hope you have been painting along as we've been talking, except I guess I don't totally hope that, because I hope you don't have to start over because I got things out of sequence. But I hope you've painted along and, you know, get that Mona Lisa smile and impress your friends, impress your neighbors, impress, most importantly, your distant family. Okay. Sorry. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.